This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter. We are committed to bringing you the day's most important news and current affairs stories from an LGBTI perspective. If it matters to the LGBTI community, we will cover it. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation, SMS 0427 Joy 949 or email on air at joy.org.au or follow us on Twitter at The Informer Joy.
It's Monday, the 12th of February. Welcome to your nightly news and current affairs show, The Informer. I'm your host, Lara Dickinson. On tonight's show, we look further into Friday's announcement that the Pharmaceutical Benefits Advisory Committee has recommended that pre-exposure prophylaxis, better known as PrEP, will be listed on the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme, making this game-changing tool for HIV prevention accessible across Australia. But how will the new cost of PrEP affect the community that currently get it for free or discounted through trial? Are our general practitioners ready for conversations around sexual health prevention, treatment as prevention, and more? And how do we move the conversation past men who have sex with men for protection across the nation and combat the stigma that still exists around HIV?
This is The Informer, Joy's nightly news and current affairs program. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation, SMS us on 0427 Joy 949, email on air at joy.org.au or add us on Twitter at The Informer Joy.
Globally, PrEP has proven to be highly effective at preventing the acquisition of HIV, but now the challenge is making it accessible and affordable. PrEP is one of the most effective HIV prevention tools available. When taken daily, it can reduce the risk of HIV transmission by up to 99%. Together with condoms, frequent and regular sexual health screening, and effective treatments for people living with HIV, Australians have more tools than ever to prevent the spread of HIV. After Friday's decision, Dean Arcuri spoke to Federation of AIDS Chief Executive Daryl O'Donnell about the future of Australian HIV prevention.
On Friday, after months of negotiations, the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme Committee recommended to list PrEP on the PBS, paving the way for national access to the effective HIV prevention drug. PrEP is the antiretroviral treatment that, if taken once a day by HIV-negative people who are at risk of acquiring HIV, it actually prevents the spread of HIV. In May 2006, PrEP was approved by the Therapeutics Goods Administration, but without federal subsidy, access to the drug was too expensive for most Australians at almost $5,000 a year. Listing PrEP on the PBS would make the drug accessible across the nation. In August of 2017, the decision to list PrEP on the PBS was deferred, and then on Friday, the 9th of February, last week, a critical step towards reducing HIV within Australia was made, with PBAC's decision to recommend that PrEP be listed on the PBS. But now comes the next step, actually getting it listed on the PBS, and then helping to allow PrEP to achieve its full potential, with focused health promotion and workforce development and research. On Friday, I spoke to Chief Executive of the Australian Federation of AIDS, Daryl O'Donnell, about the decision and what this meant.
Excited. This has been a really long time coming, but the news is incredibly positive. It's not just a positive recommendation for the listing of PrEP on the PBS, but it's the right kind of recommendation. There's some detail in here that, you know, it'll be available from all GPs, be available in all chemists. Those things actually matter and make a difference in the quality of our lives. So this is a really big deal. It's going to be a huge milestone in our community's response to the epidemic. It actually brings PrEP into the mainstream so that for people who are at high risk of HIV, people who are eligible for PrEP, they'll be able to see their GP, they'll be able to walk into their pharmacist, and they'll be able to talk about PrEP and access PrEP in the ways that we're all used to getting our healthcare. You go to a doctor, you get a script, you walk next door, you go to a chemist, you know. That's what we want. We want for this to be a mainstream issue rather than something which is, you know, endlessly locked up in trials and temporary arrangements and things like that. So this really is great for pointing us in the direction of access to PrEP in the right way at scale.
But is our medical community ready for what this means? pushing HIV prevention as well as HIV treatment into the mainstream, somewhere that it unfortunately still struggles to find the voice it should have.
I think every bit of this story, I think, is really important, and there's been a huge amount of media, a lot of interest over the last couple of days, and we're seeing that both domestically and now we're seeing this internationally as well with this afternoon's decision. There is a lot of interest in this, and every time we have a development like this, a milestone like this, it updates the story of HIV. And so much of the story of the epidemic in Australia is still locked up with the horror, the fear, and the stigma that surrounded the early years of the epidemic. And we really want to overwrite that script with something which is new and much more positive.
While many media and news sites shared the news of Friday's decision, their focus was on men who have sex with men, not how PrEP could actually benefit our entire community. HIV doesn't discriminate, so why is it still something that we do when we talk about the disease? How can we push the narrative of PrEP and HIV prevention past the MSM community and make it something that everyone needs to hear?
I think that's a really big question. And, you know, there's no doubt that, you know, gay and bisexual men, we carry the burden of the epidemic in Australia. We always have. And it's our communities that have responded so powerfully and so effectively that's meant that, you know, by global standards, we actually have relatively low rates of HIV, even though we have still far, far too many people getting HIV. So the burden is still with us, and PrEP is going to make a big dent in HIV rates in our community. But I think you're absolutely right to point to, okay, well, that's great, but what lies beyond that? And it's not just outside our community, it's in our community. Will everyone benefit equally? Will this reach all gay and bisexual men in the way that it needs to? Will all people who can benefit get the kind of access? Will they know about this? Will they feel like they can talk to a GP about it? Will they have access to a GP? So we've got to make sure that it works for gay and bisexual men, for all of us. And we've also got to make sure that it goes further than that, that there are others who could benefit from PrEP. And so today, with the decision, we now know what the eligibility criteria is. And one of the really exciting things about the recommendation from PBAC is that it's broader than it might have been. So it recommends that people at high and at medium risk of HIV should have access to PrEP from their doctor. And so that does open up, you know, the possibility for patients, for people in the community and their doctors to be able to have a sensible conversation that says, look, you know, this is who I am, this is what life looks like for me. I think I might be at risk. For the doctor to say, yeah, this actually makes sense, you understand this, let's write you a script. And we want it to be available to everyone who can benefit. But there's a lot of work to do to make sure that doctors understand who can benefit, and people in the community know enough to be able to ask their doctor and feel empowered enough to be able to talk to their doctor about PrEP. That's this huge next step, that it will make a big dent, but it's only one bit of the puzzle. And, you know, it will really drive rates of HIV down, but we're still going to have far, far too many people getting HIV, even with PrEP. And that's why it's great that we've got this this new intervention, but you really have to couple it with a lot of community education, both targeted to the gay community, but also targeted to other communities that might have higher risk, and to the community as a whole. And we need to make sure that, you know, our clinicians and our community workforces actually understand this, that they're asking those they're working with the right kinds of questions, they're doing the right kinds of things to make sure that, you know, the full benefit of this is getting through. You know, PrEP is a big part of the equation, but it's not the full equation. And we've still got a long, long way to go to get HIV down to the really low rates that we want to be seeing in Australia.
That was Dina Curie speaking to Australian Federation of AIDS Chief Executive Daryl O'Donnell.
There is still more to come on Joy's The Informer, the news program from an LGBTI perspective.
If PrEP is on the PBS, it's estimated that the cost of the HIV prevention drug per month will only be $39.95, a significant reduction. However, the reality is that even that monthly cost is still something that many cannot afford. Although it looks like continuing to import PrEP will still be the cheapest way to access the drug, Dina Curie sat down with Michael Whelan from PrEP Access Now to find out where people can go from here. PrEP Access Now is a not-for-profit that aims to lead the way in Australia in contributing to the end of HIV by improving access to PrEP for those who need it, providing their own service to support people who cannot afford PrEP.
With the announcement that PrEP has been recommended to be listed on the PBS and will soon be available for purchase at an affordable price, almost immediately conversations shifted in online PrEP groups from "this is fantastic" to the reality that for many in our communities, even $39.95 per month is something that they simply cannot afford. So what's the next step? I sat down with Michael Whelan from Prep Access Now, who have not only been providing people with information about PrEP for the past few years, but have been directing people to how they can access PrEP in a way that works for them.
It's a tricky situation for a lot of people in this country. It's an amazing thing to have medication listed on the PBS so we can access it more easily, especially in those states and territories where we have nothing or have only recently just had clinical trials going on. Clinical trials are great. They're only really a stopgap measure, though. They only enable a certain amount of people to get onto PrEP, whereas PBS-listed PrEP and subsidised co-payment of PrEP will mean that the majority of Australians can get access to PrEP. However, there is this subsection of people where they're not on a low enough income to have a healthcare card or a valid concession, but they also can't afford another $40 a month on top of their phone bill, on top of their rent, on top of all the other expenses that they're day-to-day trying to keep up with. So it's going to be interesting supporting those people going forward.
PrEP Access Now have been focused on informing anyone who wants to know about the ways that they can access PrEP in an affordable way for them.
At the moment, we have a flush of PrEP, really. We're in the best position we've ever been in to access PrEP through all of the means we have available to us. So there are still clinical studies going on. So if there is one going on in your state or territory that you can still enroll in, or if you're already a part of it, we, through PrEP Access Now, recommend absolutely get on board with those and stay onto those. They are the cheapest, most effective, and most convenient way to access PrEP if you can get access to it. Once the PBS is listed, so we've got a few more weeks to go before that conversation will start happening about when I can go down to the local pharmacy and pick up my PrEP. But once that does happen, you know, it's not just $39.50 for everyone. If you're on a concession, you can access cheaper medication. If you're Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander, under the Closing the Gap program, you can access lower cost medication as well, which is fantastic. And personal importation, it's still around, guys. It's not going anywhere. So it's the cheapest it's ever been to import PrEP from overseas. It's even cheaper than the general PBS co-med payment price. There's pros and cons to both ways. It's obviously going to be cheaper to import currently at the moment. That obviously is in flux with things like the Australian dollar changing as suppliers enter or exit the market. At the moment, it's been incredibly reliable, but we don't know what's going to happen long term. The PBS listed price isn't going anywhere, so that's going to remain constant. A little bit of flux with importing price.
Now that we have PrEP, this enables us to take responsibility for our own sexual health into our own hands. But now we have to figure out how we can manage the financial responsibilities as well. This means different things for different people as they figure out the best way for them to be able to access the PrEP that they need.
And it's just going to be a little bit of a learning mechanism of figuring out how to juggle things around so that PrEP is affordable for you, whether that's through importing or through accessing it through the PBS listed price. In some states and territories, PrEP on clinical studies has been free, and that's been really well taken up. Here in Victoria, we've had the fastest enrolled clinical study anywhere in the world of PrEP, and we have asked people to pay for their medication. Now, granted, that's been for 3 months as opposed to for just 1 month, but it seems as just the having to pay for the medication isn't a barrier. At the moment, it looks like that barrier is that it's just slightly more expensive. But for anyone that's stuck in that sort of push and pull area where it's kind of affordable, it's kind of not affordable, or you can't get access to things like Medicare or healthcare cards, valid concession, you can always still access PAN's coupon assistance scheme. So if you head to pan.org.au, you can jump on. You don't need to fulfill any specific financial criteria. If you cannot afford PrEP for any reason, we will help you. And because PrEP is going to potentially remain cheaper to import, lots of guys are going to be importing. What that means is that the profit from all that personal importation going through is going to sustain the coupon scheme going forward. So we don't foresee any issues being around assisting people accessing PrEP going forward. But it's a conversation that we need to be having.
That was Dina Curie speaking to Michael Whelan from PrEP Access Now.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Today, the Andrews Labor government announced that they will fund an extension to the game-changing PrEPX study to continue protecting Victorians at risk of HIV exposure. With the study set to conclude at the end of March, Victorians participating in the study will now receive an extension till the end of June until they can transition to accessing PrEP through their GPs.
Look, I'm thrilled that finally we've got prep on the PBS coming in the next couple of months. And I think it's a really significant moment because improving access to the affordability of care is, I think, an important step. I know that it's going to have a tremendous effect and will absolutely fundamentally improve our HIV prevention response. I think we've really got to keep focused on making sure that this is a matter that gets signed off by the Minister and assumably through the Federal Cabinet to get it available as soon as possible.
To ensure that people participating on the PrepX trial can have uninterrupted access to PrEP until it's listed on the PBS, the Andrews Labor Government will provide a further $400,000 to extend Victoria's PrepX study by an additional 3 months until the 30th of June this year.
I was really concerned that we've done such a fantastic job here in Victoria through the state government funding access to PrEP through the PrepX trial. But what I was concerned about is all of the people that are involved in accessing PrEP, and that's almost 4,000 people in Victoria, potentially would have fallen off an access cliff until PrEP is actually available on the PBS. We've got the decision to make it available, but until a person can walk in the door of their GP and access PrEP, what I was really worried about is all of the wonderful work that's being done could potentially be at risk. And so what we decided to do was to make an investment of $400,000 to extend the study by 3 months. And that's essentially to try and make sure that we're able to not lose all of those people that have been accessing PrEP through the PrepX trial, and to ensure that we continue to keep momentum about the importance of PrEP and the role that it absolutely has to play. We know, seeing the decline in the HIV notifications here in Victoria, that it works, that it is essentially, I think, one of the most significant game changers in terms of public health and people's dignity. I think it also is beholden upon all of us to make sure, with the widening availability of PrEP, that we're continuing to engage our GPs to make sure that people are able to, from a really mainstream perspective, access PrEP. And an important part of this trial has also been engaging with GPs.
Getting our general practitioners informed and ready to handle these conversations is the next step, with a change needing to be made to how information as well as education of the medical community is used for people accessing what they need for their sexual health, as well as people living with HIV. But is this something we can really expect?
Look, I'm really hopeful about that. I know we've still got significant work to do amongst the health professions in order to ensure, and you know, my expectation is that all healthcare professionals are able to provide proper sexual health care for people in a way that's accessible, in a way that is without judgment, in a way that does nothing to exacerbate the already existing stigma. And I think getting a drug like PrEP on the PBS, it makes it mainstream, and I think that that's a really important symbol as well, because it sends a very strong message to healthcare professionals that this is just part of ordinary healthcare to people who deserve good healthcare. And I'm really hopeful that mainstreaming it also means that more GPs become educated about PrEP, and that they also use that as an opportunity to reflect upon how accessible their medical services are to people. Because we've got so many wonderful services here in Victoria, but we've also got huge pockets of places where people can't access good sexual health medical services, and particularly those in rural and regional Victoria. And the issue of stigma is still a really significant one, and I don't think we should underestimate how stigmatising it can be if a person reaches out to a medical professional and they're not either aware, or they bring attitudes that are not accepting and without judgment for people, or that are welcoming and engaging with people about what their genuine sexual health medical and health needs are. So I'm also really hopeful that this will bring a greater sense of mainstream understanding of the importance of ensuring that we are providing accessible, non-judgmental and truly welcoming and helpful sexual health services to everyone in the community. But I think we've got a little work to do.
That was Dean Arcuri speaking to Victorian Minister for Health, Jill Hennessy.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Victoria's PrepX study had the fastest response that any PrEP trial had worldwide, with over 4,000 Victorians currently accessing PrEP thanks to the trial. It was something that we discussed here a lot on Joy. The Informer's Dean Arcuri and Daniel Roberts interviewed people about participating in the trial and often said that it was something that they were going to do, but never crossed the line to becoming one of the participants. What were the barriers for them? Last Thursday, before PBAC's decision, they sat down and discussed what had held them back from simply taking one pill a day to help prevent the spread of HIV.
We are both cisgendered gay men who are not currently on PrEP but have been thinking about it.
This is correct. I've been on PEP.
I have also been on PEP.
Mm.
We've actually both talked about this on the show.
Mm. I mean, I've been thinking it for a while, and when I was on PEP, it was this is when I was living in Sydney, and it was recommended to me that I go on PrEP, and then for whatever reason, I didn't see the process through. I think maybe I freaked myself out thinking there were side effects, maybe listened to the wrong kind of people, and then also decided that I wasn't going to be promiscuous at all anymore, so I didn't need it.
Well, I was kind of in a similar scenario. I signed up to be a part of the PrepX trial that's happening here in Melbourne, and I went, I got the prescription, and being the busy homosexual that I am, I then never got it fulfilled, and when I finally found the prescription in my mess of a home and took it to the chemist, they said, yeah, it's been a month and a half, you need to go back and get retested and get everything back on the rhythm. And then by the time I gotten another appointment to do it, I'd missed my opportunity and I had to go around in circles again. So I'm currently not on any of the trials, but we both were thinking that we should be taking PrEP. For me, the reason why I thought I was doing it was not because everyone else was, but it was the reality of just the thought of taking a pill once a day to be able to stop yourself from contracting HIV. It relieves a lot of fear and a lot of pressure
totally
from everything that you do in your life.
I reckon so, and I can imagine that. I mean, speaking to lots of different people, guys that have been on it, they don't have that worry anymore, and I know that sometimes I do have that worry still if I go out, you know, for a big night and maybe don't take the precautions that I should. It can be stressful.
I would be lying if I turned around and said that the contracting HIV is never something that's not in the back of my mind in any sexual scenario that I'm a part of.
Yeah.
We are different ages, but I can remember vividly the Grim Reaper with the bowling ball. The Grim Reaper with the bowling ball and bowling people over, an ad that terrified many Australians and did what it needed to do, which is scared people into thinking about what they were doing so that, you know, they wouldn't spread HIV.
Mm.
But that's still an image that's very much sitting in the headspace, even today, of so many people.
Well, I don't know if this is oversharing, but sometimes if I get a cold, sometimes I get worried about that sort of stuff. That maybe I've contracted something. I don't know. Maybe that's naive, but sometimes I do think that.
It's just the reality of the world in which we live in, with the knowledge in which we live. But that's why it's also really important for us to be so aware of our sexual health and to be able to get tested and do that. And the interesting thing is when you go on the PrepX trial, it means you have to go back to your doctor. So 4 times a year, you are going back and getting tested as a part of the trial. And you get into that rhythm and habit where you understand what's going on with your body, you understand what's going on with your sexual health, and you become more aware and more knowledgeable.
And also the fear of getting tested is almost taken away as well, because I know every time I usually get tested twice a year, and every time it comes around, I'm like, oh God, I don't want to go through this again. I don't have to wait for the results. But having that sort of regular set 4 times maybe would change that.
So if PrEP becomes available on the PBS, would you jump onto it straight away?
Yes. And actually, I'm in the process. So basically, I went to my local doctor out in the suburbs quite recently and said, I want to get all my tests done again. I saw him last time that I had something and went and got tested, da 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 da. And he said, yeah, sure, okay, let's do it. And then I said, oh, I would like to get my results back, and then hopefully it's all good and I can go on PrEP and you can help me with that. And he said, oh, I don't know anything about that.
Your doctor?
Yeah. So originally I was a bit shocked. Having spoken to people about this process afterwards, actually it's not the case that every doctor is educated in this field. And it's usually that VAC have actually
helped doctors through this process. So I actually ended up saying to him, oh, you can look up the VAC website, all the information's there, it's quite easy to import.
But it's an odd space where you have to educate your doctor on something that's in relation to medical health. And this, I think, it raises a really important conversation within the Australian medical space that we aren't as knowledgeable as doctors and medical professionals aren't as knowledgeable as they need to be when it comes to things that involve people or people wanting to stop the spread of HIV. If you are in that field, you know everything you need to. If you are not, you know nothing about it. And I'm hoping that PrEP being on the PBS will actually equalise that and will actually level everything out so that it will put everyone in a space where they have to know more, because that is literally the norm.
Well, I've been talking to guys from the from VAC. They're saying that a lot of the PrEP doctors, particularly in some of the sexual health clinics, are maxed out now.
They're at maximum capacity. Yeah. The I don't know one that's not. And that's what's the greater concern. Like, if it does get on the PBS, what happens next? If it gets on the PBS and it's a finite number of doctors who are able to use it currently for a period of time, people still aren't going to be able to access it. So we really need to do the work but the work has to be done to really educate nationally across the board what this means, because this is a pill a day that stops the spread of HIV and can get us to zero quicker than we'd ever thought possible.
It's amazing how simple that sounds when you put it like that. Hey?
But it is. It is that simple.
That was the Informer's Dean Arcuri and Daniel Roberts as they discuss accessing PrEP and some of the barriers that they have faced in taking the responsibility for their sexual health into their own hands.
This is the Informer on Joy 94.9.
That's it for another episode of the Informer, bringing news and current affairs for Australia's LGBTI communities. A podcast of tonight's Informer will be available to download soon at joy.org.au or on your preferred podcast platform. Don't forget to follow us on social media at The Informer on Joy 94.9 on Facebook and at The Informer Joy on Twitter. If you have a story or tip that you'd like to share with us, get in touch at theinformer@joy.org.au. You've been listening to The Informer on Joy 94.9. I'm Lara Dickinson. Up next is Outtakes.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.